This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, May 3rd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. The tech titans Apple and Epic Games will be battling it out in court proceedings that begin today. Epic, the maker of the massively popular video game Fortnite, is accusing Apple of anti-competitive behavior in the way that it operates its App Store, an allegation that Apple vehemently denies. We're expecting to hear from both companies' CEOs during the trial, and its outcome could have a significant impact on the tech sector. Our Apple reporter Tim Higgins will break down what to watch for after these headlines. A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts returning from the International Space Station splashed down safely in the Gulf of Mexico early on Sunday, after 168 days in space. The splashdown marked the end of SpaceX's first operational round-trip mission to the ISS, and the first nighttime splashdown for NASA astronauts in decades. The Chinese-owned social video app TikTok is getting a new CEO. Shouzi Chu, who currently serves as chief financial officer of TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, will add the position at TikTok to his current responsibilities. You might remember that TikTok has attempted to distance itself from its Chinese roots after it became the center of a geopolitical standoff between the U.S. and China. But Chu's appointment is being seen as a pivot from that approach, and it cast doubt on efforts to put parts of the company in U.S. hands. And the European Union charged Apple with antitrust violations on Friday, saying the company squeezed rival music streaming apps by requiring them to use Apple's in-app payment system to sell digital content. The case stems from a complaint from Spotify, which competes with Apple in music streaming. EU regulators also say Apple, quote, distorted competition by limiting how app developers can inform users about cheaper ways to subscribe outside the app, a method that would sidestep the commission that Apple takes. In response, Apple took aim at Spotify, saying the company has been successful even after removing paid subscriptions from its iOS app. In the past, the company has defended its commissions and said it wants competing apps to thrive. Apple will have a chance to argue its case before the European Commission renders a decision. The news comes as Apple is facing a similar battle in the U.S., this one against Epic Games. We'll have more on the trial that begins today after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
We've talked on the show before about developer fees. Those are the commissions, usually around 30%, that app store owners take from purchases made through their marketplaces. Some developers have pushed back against these fees, saying they're too high, while store owners like Apple and Google have argued that the fees are necessary to keep transactions secure. This debate is the subject of a court battle between Apple and the creator of Fortnite, Epic Games, which kicks off today. The outcome of the trial will have ramifications for Apple and the rest of the tech giants. So for more on this, I'm joined by our Apple reporter, Tim Higgins. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, before we get started, we should note that the Wall Street Journal's publisher, Dow Jones, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple services. Okay, so Tim, can you remind us how we got to the trial that starts today? There's actually quite a dramatic backstory here, right?
Yeah, this is a clash of the titans, if you will. It goes back to last August, and the creator of Fortnite, Epic Games, surprised a lot of people with an update to the Fortnite game on the Apple App Store that aimed to create a payment system that would get around Apple's payment system. They'll allow users to go into an Epic Games created pay system. And that was a huge violation of Apple's rules, and it resulted in Fortnite being booted from the App Store and what followed was a pretty big legal battle that we now are seeing take place in a courtroom in Oakland, California.
And so as the court case kicks off today, like you said, in Oakland, what's really the central question of this case? What is this all about?
Yeah, well, there's a few things going on here. Epic feels that Apple is using its power in an anti-competitive way. Specifically, they argue that Apple has this delivery device or distribution device for apps on iPhones, and that it's 100% controlled by them, and that that is a monopoly in a bad sense, and that they're misusing that power. So what this case comes down to in a large way is the definition of what a market is in the digital age. Apple takes a much broader view of the marketplace, one in which the App Store is just one of many ways for Epic to distribute its games to players. They would point to the Sony PlayStation or personal computers or even your web browser. They don't feel like they are harming the consumer. They feel like they are helping the consumer.
So now it's up to each side to convince a judge of their perspective. How are we expecting them to go about that?
It's going to be a lot about what that market is. We're expecting the trial to last a month. It will be presented to a federal judge, and that judge will rule on the case. There's no jury here. So what we're going to see in the early days of the case will be Epic laying out its argument, trying to make the case that Apple is a monopoly and why it's harmful. We're going to see kind of a battle of experts between the two companies trying to lay out their views of what the marketplace is. And then we'll hear from Apple as it defends itself. One of the unique things about this case is that we're going to hear, or most likely going to hear, from some of the key players. Epic's co-founder and CEO Tim Sweeney is expected to take the stand. Apple CEO Tim Cook is expected to take the stand. And that's really a rarity in these sorts of things. And so there'll be a lot of attention, especially when Tim Cook, if he does take the stand, as we expect. Those will be some of the highlights as we go through this trial.
So we talked a little bit earlier in the show about regulators in the EU issuing charges against Apple on Friday around some of these same concerns with how it operates its app store. Could that have an impact on this case?
The two are both examples of what's going on around the world. And that's kind of a broader concern about online platforms and digital commerce that really are facing scrutiny from courts, regulators, and lawmakers. The EU case has a lot of similarities with what's going on here in the States, but this is really going to be one of the first bites at the apple, no pun intended, for the U.S. court system in this kind of new era. You know, the idea of antitrust cases touching on these kind of so-called closed platforms is not new. We've seen huge cases in the past, Microsoft, Kodak. But in the kind of this modern digital economy, experts say this is really fresh ground. The judge has even kind of talked or signaled from the bench kind of her thinking. On one hand, she seems to have shown some sympathy for the idea of what Apple is saying, that there is a video game industry and lots of ways for video games to be distributed. But she seemed to have signaled, you know, maybe there's something new or novel here in what Apple has done for the broader app community. And her court, the region of the country that she's involved in, lots of these kind of issues come up because it's Silicon Valley and they're kind of on the cutting edge. And so there's lots of people in the antitrust world and that are going to be watching this case very carefully to see where the kind of arguments are and where things might be going in the future.
Yeah, and looking to the future, what's the significance of this case? What could the outcome mean, not just for Apple, but for big tech more broadly?
For Apple, if they were to lose, it could be a major blow to what's become, in a lot of ways, a pillar of their company. They make a lot of money from the App Store, and they have a lot of control over how that App Store operates. That's part of the way they market it. That's the way they operate it. And if some of that control was to change, that would be a big development for the company. If Apple wins, it could make it harder for other app developers out there to challenge Apple's kind of grip on this space. It could have a chilling effect. I've talked to some lawyers out there who think that there could potentially be other ways to kind of go at Apple, that it wouldn't close that door all the way, but it would clearly be a blow against that kind of movement, and which is part of the reason why we're seeing some app companies out there who have problems with Apple take their fight to Capitol Hill in Washington, advocating for changes in a law that would seek to give them some relief. So what Apple is in the middle of right now is a global battle royale, if you will. They are fighting Epic in a courtroom in Oakland. They are in Washington facing some of their longtime, in some ways, partners who are pushing for change. They're facing some attacks in Europe and around the world. And so this is a multi kind of prong effort to kind of change the way Apple does business. Apple would argue that it has done nothing wrong and pushes back very strongly on this notion that they are anti-competitive. They argue that they have spent a lot of money to create the App Store, that it provides the user with security and ease and is creating a lot of value, and a lot of value has been created for developers who operate in it. And so even the judge in this Epic Apple lawsuit has said that this is going to be just a fascinating trial.
All right, that's our Apple reporter, Tim Higgins. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.